Part 1. Delayed Gratification. I think we're alone now, I say as we come out from our hiding place holding hands. You roll your eyes silently, although if I rolling made noise, you would be groaning loudly. We stealthily make our way towards the tilt-a-whirl, sticking to the shadows, caressing each other along the way. In the silence surrounding us, we should be able to hear if there is anyone else nearby. The scent of hot dogs, soda, and chocolate chip cookies still hangs in the air as we quietly and quickly walk towards the tilt-a-whirl. You know this is risky, right? You whisper, while nibbling on my ear, sending shivers up and down my spine. Your bare leg brushes against mine as we get closer to our goal. I shudder and reply, I'm in if you're still game, as we get closer to the ride in the now deserted park. I wrap my arm around your waist, caressing your lower back and butt as I pull you close. You are not in yet, you say, while we grope and caress each other over our shorts and t-shirts. I kiss your neck and rub your butt, then hold your hand. You rub my thigh and butt while pulling me by the hand as you walk backwards toward the stairs to the tilt-a-whirl. Kissing me, you moan into my mouth quietly. Then, wrapping your arms around me, you hold me close and can feel how turned on I am getting. You briefly grind your crotch against mine before turning to go up the steps. The creaking steps seem loud in the silence of the deserted park as we get to the top and into one of the carts of the ride. You slide in and I get in after you. We kiss and paw at each other while taking off my shorts. My underwear slide down my legs and end up around my ankles. I leave the shoes and socks on and sit on the shorts, leaving my underwear around one of my ankles. You pull down your shorts and panties, leaving one foot inside of them. Straddling me, you guide me to your opening. I kiss you deeply to muffle the moans I know are coming. With one arm around your waist, I try to guide you down onto me while caressing and teasing your boobs with the other hand. Pulling us closer together, I groan into your mouth like the greedy, horny bugger that I am. You slide your opening up and down along my shaft, teasing me. You use your folds to tempt and entice me with what's to come. I whimper into your mouth as you spread your arousal on me, marking me with your scent. Please, baby, we may not have much time, I plead against your mouth. You smile and kiss me as an owl calls out in the woods nearby. We turn our heads in the direction of the sound and freeze there, quietly listening for anything else that may be lurking in the dark. You reposition yourself for a better angle. With some hesitation, you slowly lower yourself toward me a little more. The wind blows, and some leaves rustle as you tease your opening with the tip of my shaft, mixing our juices together. I kiss you and groan into your mouth as you slowly begin to lower yourself onto me. You moan as you guide me to your opening with a hand and into your warm, wet kitty. Teasingly slowly, you quietly surround my shaft as you tease your clit with a finger while looking me in the eyes. I feel you convulsing around me and will myself to hold back. I let you enjoy yourself however you need to, knowing release for me will not be denied and be all the sweeter after waiting a while. You grind against me faster until I nearly lose control. You stop moving when the ride creaks and moves suddenly. Huffing and puffing at each other, we look around through the now silent, moonless night as a breeze moves debris across the ground. I think the ride is moving because of us, you chuckle as you whisper in my ear, nibbling on my earlobe and caressing my neck. You moan with your mouth pressed to my throat, then lick your way to my ear. You lick, nibble, and tease my ear as you whimper. I thrust into you while gasping. You lurch and arch your back. You cry out and moan against my skin. I rub your back with one hand and squeeze your butt with the other while growling, "I hope you're right." "Be a good boy and keep the moans to a dull roar, all right, baby?" you coo at me. The wind picks up, and so does the pace of our lovemaking. You begin to ride me harder and faster with a sense of urgency. The sweat drips from your nose and onto my face as you grind into me while clawing at my back. I hold you as you get yourself closer to release. Our sweat-slick bodies move with a familiar rhythm in this unfamiliar place. We moan into each other's mouths loudly. The attempt to muffle the need we have to please and be pleased is hard to contain. You groan loudly before kissing me. We moan and groan into each other's mouths. "Shh! Are you trying to get us caught, young lady?" I say against your mouth. Kissing me, you reply, "You are being just as loud, mister." You hold my shoulders, bracing yourself as you begin to move again. I caress, massage, and grope your butt as we begin to grind against each other more. I slide one hand up and down your back. Using the other hand, I lightly run one finger across the inner crook of your knee. You shiver and moan with appreciation. Papers crumpled on the ground nearby are blown in the wind, and we stop to listen and figure out what in tarnation is going on. "Was that the wind, or is someone else here now?" you ask. "I don't know. Probably just the wind, but I don't want to stick around to find out," I reply. You whisper, "We should get out of here before we literally get caught with our pants down." "Ah, hell, I was so close," I say. You kiss me and get off to pull up your panties and shorts. "Me too, baby," you say. Not wanting to take the chance of getting caught, I pull on my clothes and we leave the Tilt-A-Whirl as quietly as possible. We use the darkness and wind as cover. Staying in the shadows, we move toward the exit, avoiding anything that will make extra noise. We are able to avoid the possibility of drawing any unwanted attention to ourselves. We make our way to the vehicle quickly and cautiously. Are we being watched? Is the vehicle under surveillance or being monitored in any way? We reach the vehicle and get in without incident. Not knowing if we are being watched, We leave and take a winding road that is out of our way, just in case. We stop at a service station to fuel the vehicle. Looking at each other hungrily, we both know we won't be able to wait until we get home.